Estudios en Burbank. En vivo.
Jackie de la radio AM.
Y John y Ken.
Sí, exacto. Juan y Ken. Juanito y Ken.
Y ahora, tus diablos blancos.
John y Ken, los locutores en el radio.
El shock jock de la radio. Juan y Ken.
KFIM 640, more stimulating talk radio. The John and Ken Show, John Cobell and Ken Champeau. The only reason we're still speaking in English is Fox's speech hasn't begun yet in Sacramento. They're running late. They're introducing the wives. All the politicians are speaking. Is this Fox now? Who is this speaker? This is Nunez.
Bobby Nunez was saying he was going to make one more introduction.
On mutual respect.
But this is the formal introduction of Vicente Fox.
Commerce. There's no question that today, Mexico has replaced Japan as our first partner in terms of commerce.
What?
That is why I believe that we have an obligation not to allow immigration to be an issue that polarizes our state, our nation, and our relationship.
Sorry, just open the borders.
With our most important trading partner.
And stop pushing for amnesty.
I remain...
Muted applause.
Stop pushing for amnesty, you traitor.
We remain optimistic by what happened today that the Congress of this country will
Senate sellout.
A comprehensive and compassionate immigration reform.
They voted for a banana.
And I am confident that Mexico, too, will do its fair share.
I've heard this for 30 years.
Get the laugh box for that.
To the
They're not going
to
do anything. They don't care.
Our nations.
They're happy all the poor
President
people Pence, are running for their lives out of the country.
The champion of human rights.
This Assembly Speaker Fabio Nunes.
Reform and of economic progress.
Yeah, the great pervert protector.
Continuing that economic progress is far more important than a wall or a fence.
Yeah, how much child porn right. should a pervert a have, Fabian?
How can $10 billion a year cost us be economic progress?
We face. Mr. President, liberty, equality, and justice have been the hallmarks of your administration and of your tenure. These are values that we hold dear here in the great golden state of California. You have fortified a political system that works, but moreover, a political system that the people of Mexico trust.
It's a shambles there.
Trust.
You're leaving.
Oh, here it comes.
A nuestro gran estado dorado.
See?
Y darle este gran recibimiento
the head of the Assembly
aquí,
in California.
Demócratas y republicanos, le extendemos a usted. Ladies and gentlemen,
I pledge my allegiance to
I am proud to present to you
our new leader,
His Excellency, Vicente Fox Quesada, President of the United Mexican States.
Which includes California.
We're adding this music.
Keep the music going in the background.
Oh, I know.
Like
I just wanted people to know it's not being played.
Oh, there's a Mexican band up on stage next to Fox.
Would you like tortilla? Enchilada.
He's making his way to the platform to speak. Actually, he's seated right behind Fabio Nunes, so he's just taking in all the applause. I think in a moment, John, Channel 22 here will switch to the speech again, I'll bet you.
Muchísimas gracias a nombre de todo México por ese aplauso. Sé que es para México y para los mexicanos.
That's the secret message.
Sé que es para las y los mexicanos.
I'm taking over as of 6 p.m. Governor Schwarzenegger has been subdued.
Senator Don Peralta, President pro tempore
English,
of
buddy.
The Senate. Representative Fabian Nunes, President of the California
My son!
Distinguished legislative leaders, members of this honorable legislature, members of the Mexican delegation. Ladies,
they're running it on
gentlemen.
Channel 7 is playing. It's 4 and 2.
On behalf of the people and the government of Mexico, a nation which is a friend, a neighbor, and a partner of the United States of America, I express my most sincere appreciation for this opportunity to address this joint session of the legislature of California. In addition to being neighbors, Mexico and California share long-standing and close ties of friendship, cooperation, partnership, and goodwill. Let this historic occasion mark my country's pledge to a stronger relationship between Mexico and California.
He's out of office in 6 weeks. He can't pledge anything.
And United States. Let this historic occasion mark our joint commitment to making this relationship one in which we seek understanding while respecting our differences.
He's really got a lot of nerve.
And working together to achieve the prosperity and security of our peoples as we face the global challenges of the 21st century.
There comes the open border North America thing.
Mexico has long tried to build democracy and economic stability. The road has certainly not been an easy one, but every single step has been worth it. And today, our 103 million people live next door to you in peace and freedom.
Yeah, there should be 123 million.
Consider
he's making this up.
Have come
nothing he said is true.
In 6 short years. Today, your neighbor is a Mexico with free and fair elections. A Mexico with a clear separation of power among branches of government. A Mexico with the utmost respect for rule of law, freedom,
not ours.
Freedom of religion, freedom of speech,
rule of law,
with government accountability and transparency.
What?
As the rule and not the exception. Today we live in a completely different Mexico than we did just 6 years ago.
Yeah, there's a lot more room.
In Mexico, where every citizen has a say in government. In Mexico, where those voters require that government serves the people.
We got to play back that interview with his former
aide. Nothing less than a fully democratic Mexico is demanded by its citizens. Nothing less than a fully democratic Mexico has been the guiding principle of our administration.
Corruption is.
Over the past 5 years, the promotion of human rights has been a centerpiece
what?
Of government policy.
Who's human rights?
This
you know what they do to illegals in their country?
The human rights culture in Mexico's society and aims at prosecuting all cases of human rights abuse by government authorities. Moreover, we have thoroughly opened ourselves to international scrutiny.
What?
During my administration, for the first time,
scrutiny? A scrutiny?
Mexico called for the establishment of an office of the United Nations High Commissioner on Human Rights.
What is he talking
in
about?
Recognition?
The Mexican prisons are like the worst on the continent.
Not Mexico to mention what they do to foreigners in their country.
To preside
you just can stand up and say
the
anything.
New United Nations Human Rights Council.
You're listening to KFI.
Underscoring our
Mexican President Vicente Fox
human rights
is addressing a joint session of the California Legislature live in Sacramento. And so far he's just droning here. Get to
unless
the wall.
It provides economic freedom. Unless it frees the energy and hard work.
Now, why were the legislators required to hear this?
Unless it unleashes a true entrepreneurial spirit. Until recently, Mexico was trapped in a vicious cycle.
It's
still is.
Of economic crisis.
See, nothing's changed.
Oh. But we had one of his former aides on a couple of hours ago who said Fox has been a complete failure at changing anything. Things are as bad as they were 6 years ago. He took control and just sat there.
Didn't have the guts to change the people he needed to change.
We will play the interview again later. He is completely lying here about everything.
Management of public finances. We have achieved an inflation rate of 3%, the lowest in 37
people
years.
People have no money anyway.
Even lowest.
When you're working for a buck a day, when you got a dollar, you know, 3% inflation doesn't mean much.
We have a single digit interest rate in our economy.
You got no jobs.
Growing at 5%.
Then why did 20 million people flee?
Percent.
Why? Yeah, because it's growing for only the wealthy people.
We want a government that wastes less.
That wastes?
That operates cleaner.
He went to wine
works
country.
Works better with efficiency. So all federal government is certified ISO 9000.
As well as
a government that is totally transparent and accountable.
No corruption.
Our administration's public deficit will be the lowest in 30 years. As a matter of fact, this year we will meet.
It's as if he's running for president here. This sounds like
he's listing accomplishments that don't exist.
Even if they did exist,
well, they're very select statistical nuggets.
It would be as if he's running for re-election, and this is his nomination acceptance
speech. Somebody stand up and talk to him about the immigration rates across the border since you've been president.
Yeah, he's not talking about the only issue that matters here.
The program
I don't give a crap what the interest rate in Mexico is. Who cares?
An integrated,
care about the inflation rate?
Social policy. Our federal government's main social program supports over 5 million Mexican families.
Can he talk any slower?
In poverty or in extreme poverty.
They got welfare?
They have helped 5 million and 20 million have crossed the border.
Poor people.
See? They don't have the money to take care of 25
million. Social net. $20 billion a year.
And nutritional support. Social security has been extended to all Mexicans.
Then why are we giving social security to the illegals working here? That's in the Senate bill, too. If he's got social security, why are we giving our social security to them?
Over the last 6 years.
Yes.
Spending on education has increased over 70%.
Yeah, this is weird.
He is making a political speech.
Yeah, it's a political
speech. Running for something.
It's like, really, I did something. Really, I'm worthwhile. Really, I accomplished something.
Does this mean he's going to do this for California when he takes over later?
At least.
Yeah, I mean, is he running against Schwarzenegger in November?
To education. At the end of my administration, information technologies, we have reached every single one school in Mexico. The 200
schools. This is bizarre. This is Vicente Fox here, his speech to the legislature in Sacramento, where it sounds like he's trying to run for some kind of elective office.
This is getting
even in the farthest community in rural areas or in indigenous communities. We have also made progress regarding housing. Less than 6 years, more than 3 million families
clown houses
have gained access to a decent home that becomes their patrimony.
This is very similar to the Utah speech, apparently. I figured that
is a good.
Oh, you think?
Job.
They think we're going to get to immigration very soon.
At decent wages to every family in Mexico.
What did he say?
I don't know.
For Mexico!
Yeah, play the music. It'll make this more entertaining to listen to. Just play the music in the background.
We're working hard on this endeavor. The first quarter of this year, 350,000 new jobs
were created.
350,000?
You need 20 million new jobs.
The Mexican side of the border. There is 100,000 deficit of jobs that companies are looking for. But we have to match.
Is he saying that the companies in Mexico need 100,000 workers that they can't find?
Which is a minimum of 9 years school, or most of them require 12 years of education. The urgent need of Mexico is to move fast on education so that we can match the jobs available with the human capital that we have formed.
He's acting as if there's lots of job openings in Mexico that nobody's filling.
Here today.
It's because he chased so many people out of the country, if that's true.
Opportunities through investment and through trading. And this is one of the reasons why we are here, to promote investment, to promote business and trade, to create jobs both in Mexico and right here in California.
And we'll trade with you if you take
your
people back.
Our trade balance that we have constructed together.
How much do we have to invest in Mexico to give jobs to all the people who moved
Mexican
here?
Mexican trade balance now overpasses $435 billion. The seventh largest in the world. We buy half and we sell half of that amount. Mexico buys from
the United States
more products and services than what Italy, France, Germany.
But you see, the money that is earned from all these products and services that he's bragging about goes to very few extremely wealthy families. See, when you talk about the Mexican economy expanding, it's expanding for the wealthy families at the top. Now all the people at the bottom are earning either less than a dollar an hour or a dollar a day, or they have no jobs at all.
Why is he talking about the towns that have cleared out of all their men? They're gone.
There are villages that are practically vacant.
There's just women and old people.
Yeah.
Mexico and the United States have a strong, dynamic...
And everybody sitting, listening to this, in Sacramento, knows this, but nobody's going to have the guts to say, President Fox, stop the bull crap. Stop trying to sell us on this. Your economy is a joke.
And witness the crossing of tens of thousands of containers. Products that go.
The active border sees the crossing of a million people every day and witness the crossing of tens of thousands of containers.
One of the most
illegal? Yeah, and inside those containers are like 50 illegals stacked from bottom to top.
Over the years, we have moved away from a notion of distant neighbors to one of strategic partners.
Yeah, to neighbors moving into your garage.
The need for improving our regional competitiveness, NAFTA, region competitiveness.
Is this how these guys talk to each other when they have their high-level economic summits? They just trade all this BS back and forth? And then they adjourn.
I wish they'd turn the camera, see if anybody's awake.
And then they have their little high-level economic summit, then they adjourn and go to the liquor and the prostitutes.
Just tuning in, there was just one moment where there was applause. This is President Vicente Fox of Mexico addressing a joint session of the California legislature live in Sacramento here on KFI.
For North America. Last year...
I think he's trying to lull everyone to sleep and then he signals the coup.
Right.
Yeah, once the entire legislature is passed out, then he'll snap his fingers and the Mexican troops come in.
Nunez steps to the front.
Business between our countries promotes investment and development of education.
This is
technology.
A great mask, though. This guy has engineered such a mass migration that has cost us so much. You think about all the schools that have been wrecked by his migration policy, all the hospitals and emergency rooms that have closed or overcrowded, all the traffic, all the money it's cost us, the dramatic change in the culture. And after engineering that for 6 years, he stands here and blandly recites incomprehensible... you know, economic accomplishments.
It's the old political trick of just coming up with miscellaneous statistics that sound impressive if you don't know anything.
The guy, he's an enemy. He's an absolute enemy. But he's standing there stiff as a board, drawing on until you want to like poke your own eyes out.
We have pursued this cause with a firm conviction.
Oh, he wants a border in a manner which is legal, safe, and orderly.
Orderly migration policy. With full respect to human rights and labor rights,
legal
will benefit the
he's saying what he said in Utah, that they have a policy for legal, safe, and orderly migration.
This belief is guided by the principle of shared responsibility, which acknowledges that both countries must do our share in the bilateral management of migration.
This is what he said in Utah.
What is this with the shared responsibility that we have an obligation? Where is this nonsense coming from? We don't share any obligation to help them out in any way. This is not our responsibility for their corruption, for their economic disaster.
So is their share of the responsibility to send their troops into
Iraq? He's saying the Senate has taken a historic step by voting in favor of comprehensive immigration reform. See, he's applauding the amnesty here.
That millions of people have been working for. This will have a strong impact on the destiny and the lives of millions of peoples and families.
Yeah, his people in our country.
Historic vote is a monumental step forward. But we recognize that there is more debate ahead. So I want to reiterate...
If Fox is happy, it's got to be amnesty.
My government. Number one, to respect the sovereign right of the United States to enforce its laws.
Thanks.
And protect its border.
Thanks
and
a
its
lot.
Citizens.
Thanks for respecting our
number
rights.
Number two.
Oh, look! And the monkeys are clapping.
Number two, to continue expanding jobs in Mexico.
Continue? What do you continue?
Economic growth and social opportunities so that migration.
The only economic growth is in the drug cartel.
A necessity. Three.
He's leaving in 6 weeks.
To develop and enforce migration laws and policy with full respect for human rights and the safety of citizens on both sides of the border.
Yeah, we're all rushing into Mexico illegally.
Fighting.
Yeah, the Americans died in the desert on his land, right?
And trafficking.
He sends his people out here, they die in the desert, and then it's our fault.
To adjust Mexico's migration policy.
God, if I was a Republican, I'd be surging the stage right now. If I was sitting there.
Borders.
This is KFI, listening to Vicente Fox, President of Mexico, addressing a joint session of the California legislature in Sacramento.
It will take more than just enforcement or building walls to truly solve the challenges posed by the migration phenomenon.
Yeah, but we'll try a wall for now.
And that a comprehensive reform.
There it is again, comprehensive.
Is in the interest of both nations.
It's the buzzword of the traitor.
Ladies and gentlemen,
McCain's word, Bush's
never
word.
Before our societies call upon their governments to achieve a better management of migration in our border. Mexico wants to be part of the solution, not part of the problem.
People have been screaming for 6 years.
Comprehensive reform will help both countries to concentrate our efforts and resources on addressing our shared security and prosperity.
Wait a second, concentrate our efforts and resources. You're not spending any effort or resources on controlling the border now.
Terrorism. We are your allies in the war against drugs and crime.
Oh!
We are your partners.
You are?
in the drive.
You had the Mexican military crossing the Rio Grande, helping the drug cartel in Texas.
Together, as neighbors, as friends.
Well, I thought American politicians were full of it. He's just an insane liar. He's like Scott Peterson standing there. What the heck are they applauding?
I don't know.
All our legislators are applauding him.
I'm surprised they're awake.
Rightly prides itself as a country whose strength and character comes from its diversity. Mexico is proud of its people here, whose working spirit, dignity, moral and family values contribute every day to the economy.
Yeah, we know. They clean our toilets, right?
And community in this great nation.
We clean your toilets!
I stand here before of you, above all, firmly convinced that as in other crucial moments of our history, our shared vision, commitment, and courage can help us take yet another step forward.
Now, just build the freaking wall, a 50-foot electrified wall.
Nation.
That's what we ought to build.
Thank you very much for your
get out of here. Get out. Out. Out.
There it is.
Get out.
Standing ovation.
Standing ovation.
I think.
For that criminal. $60 billion he looted from our treasury, and our stupid legislature stands up and applauds him.
There he is now with Fabian Nunez and Don Parada, the leaders of the Assembly and the Senate. They're handing over the keys to California and the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo to make this formal. Is Cruz Bustamante.
And they have a small bonfire, and they're about to drop the treaty into the fire.
The Mexican caucus is now gathered in a circle, performing a ritual of takeover.
I think they're slaughtering a goat.
You are listening to Vicente Fox speaking
as the
joint session of the California legislature, what was California is now Alta California,
the northernmost province of Mexico. They are now signing the papers, conceding the land back to Mexico.
One detail left, and that's to take over for Schwarzenegger, because next, Fox is scheduled to have a private meeting with Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
He'll be doing that in the next few minutes, and that's when I think it's really over. He's
going
to get the bad news.
He'll be bound and gagged in the cigar tent.
And then he's going to announce he's taking Maria Shriver for his new wife. He's learned a few things in Utah. Sorry, Arnold.
All right, should we do a commercial break here?
No, we're going.
We're going to go?
Yeah.
Hey, why don't we get reaction from people at 1-800-520-1KFI to the Fox speech.
Yes.
In its excruciating entirety, it was broadcast live here on what used to be KFI.
By the way, Schwarzenegger said that he will talk about Mexico needs to do more to stop illegal aliens from coming into the U.S.
Yeah.
However, he has made it clear that he will not be confrontational.
No, why would you do that?
Mexico is our friend.
But
we
why
need to work together.
Just bend over and take it. There's got to be a revolution here.